Yet this effort to stamp norms onto a covert and chaotic arena of competition has been unsuccessful. For one thing, it is not always simple to define what is honourable, in Mr. Hayden's parlance, and what is not. If stealing a policy document is kosher, why not a vaccine? The line between espionage and subversion is also blurred. Is Russia stealing emails to understand American policy or to publish them later? It is not always clear until after the fact. Most so-called cyber attacks are simply espionage. But espionage conducted over computer networks has enabled intelligence gathering on a scale that was previously impossible. Though America has been as much a beneficiary of this intelligence revolution as it has been a victim, it has grown less tolerant in recent years. American views of what's allowed in cyberspace have changed since the OPM breach 5 years ago, says Max Smeets of the Center for Security Studies in Zurich. Such large-scale espionage would now be at the top of the list of operations that they would deem as unacceptable, he suggests. Yet forbidding something is different from stopping it. Deterrence is mostly irrelevant in an intelligence contest, writes Joshua Rovner of the American University in Washington, a scholar in residence at the NSA in 2018-19. No combination of threats and promises will stop a rival intelligence service from collecting information. Sturdier defences are needed.